If the government shuts down at midnight tonight, more people are going to blame congressional Republicans than President Barack Obama. That's at least according to a CNN poll released earlier today. Joining us with more on where our congressional delegation stands and what's at stake is Chris Vance. He's a public affairs consultant. He's former chair of the Washington State Republican Party and local co-chair of a bipartisan group called FixTheDebt.org. Chris Vance, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
So who do you think in Washington State's delegation is most to blame if the government shuts down?
Well, I think there's a lot of blame to go around, which is why I wrote a piece today for a website called smartergovernmentwa.org, reacting to a Seattle Times editorial that put all the blame on the Republicans. I think there's a lot of blame to go around on everybody. You know, they should have been working and negotiating this all year long. If you have to focus on one person, it'd be Senator Patty Murray. She's the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. She was on the so-called super committee that was supposed to come up with a solution to this debt problem. She's been in Congress now 18 years or so, and this is an issue she should be taking a leadership role on. But really, there's a lot of shame to go around on everyone back there.
So Patty Murray didn't take a leadership role. What should she have done differently?
I think it's not just one individual. The entire process has failed here. I mean, Republicans and Democrats should be sitting down together and negotiating. The real issue is not whether or not we're going to shut the government down at midnight tonight. It's the fact that we borrow $2 billion every day, that the national debt is approaching $17 trillion, that Social Security and Medicare are still unsustainable. The Congressional Budget Office says our debt is literally unsustainable. And instead of negotiating and working on that, it appears that, for instance, the Democrats right now are just, I think, trying to force a shutdown so they can score political points against Republicans.
And of course, Republicans are being blamed for trying to kill Obamacare. What are you blaming Democrats for doing?
Well, I think not negotiating is a big thing.
On what?
On this current situation, Harry Reid and the president are literally saying they will not talk to the Republicans. The president's willing to talk to the president of Russia and Iran,
but he won't talk
to the Republicans.
What should they talk about?
Trying to fix the deficit, bring spending under control, reforming our tax system, reforming entitlements. What we need is a Simpson-Bowles-style grand bargain, not this brinksmanship every few months as we come up against the debt limit.
And, you know, at this point, these poll numbers, though, don't look great for congressional Republicans. You're also a public affairs consultant. What's the calculation on the Republican side moving towards midnight tonight?
Well, there's not what's motivating the so-called Tea Party members is not politics so much, although they've been elected from districts that want them to act in a very conservative manner. But yes, a plurality of the American people seem to blame Republicans for the possible government shutdown, but the overwhelming majority of Americans are opposed to Obamacare, and the closer we get to implementing it, as people are literally getting letters canceling their health insurance plans, some of which I've seen from friends and neighbors, the poll numbers are going up and up about Obamacare. I think the Democrats fighting like crazy to defend Obamacare are putting themselves in political problems.
Yeah. Although in that CNN poll, 60% said it's more important for Congress to avoid a shutdown than to make major changes to the new health care law. Chris Vance, do you expect there to be a shutdown tonight?
I would say at this moment, probably yes. I would be surprised if the House Republicans back down the next few hours. But again, as the Washington Post pointed out last week, the issue is not over a government shutdown, over a spending bill that's going to last less than 3 months. What we need is a real agreement that's going to put this country on a sound financial footing with a sustainable budget and a health care system that American people actually support. And Republicans and Democrats need to act like grown-ups and sit down and negotiate on these things.
All right. Chris Vance, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Chris Vance is a Republican political consultant and telling us about his impression about this potential government shutdown. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds.